the way that God has used it in my own spiritual growth, and as we'll talk about, I'll talk about here in a minute, my ability to do ministry has definitely been enhanced in being able to have God's word hidden in my heart.
We read in Matthew 24, Jesus' words, that this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. But Jesus needs you as a Christian to become equipped for this work. Welcome to the Catalytic Podcast, a ministry resource of 1-8 Catalyst. This podcast exists to give you practical and easy-to-remember tools toward spiritual growth that leads to Great Commission fulfillment. We'll also have interesting interviews of people who have walked the journey towards Great Commission fulfillment, and we'll be able to hear their stories. And now it's time for the Catalytic Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me for this, the latest episode of the Catalytic Podcast. My name is Mike Falkenstein. I direct our ministry called 1-8 Catalyst, and I'm so glad that you're with us for this, the 30th episode of the Catalytic Podcast. And we are going through, I've been going through a series of podcasts that really started off our season two of the podcast, and this series has been about the spiritual disciplines, and I hope that you found those useful. I have enjoyed bringing them to you. First four episodes of this series on the spiritual disciplines, I did, of course, with Tony Miltenberger of Dayton, Ohio. So glad that he could join me for those episodes. And this episode, I'm actually doing solo, partially because it's a topic that I just enjoy talking about so much. That being, of course, the spiritual discipline of scripture memory. And, you know, as I think about scripture memory and want to share with you all as it relates to it being a spiritual discipline, I have to just start off by saying, of course, you know, I have regular time in God's word, both in sort of that quiet time version that we talked about, also in the what we would call the extended time with God. And I did an episode with Tony on that. Of course, prayer. I mean, there's a number of spiritual disciplines that have been useful to me. Probably scripture memory is right there. I mean, that's top tier for me. I have just so enjoyed doing scripture memory, memorizing scripture, the benefits that it's been in my own life, the way that God has used it in my own spiritual growth, and as we'll talk about, I'll talk about here in a minute, my ability to do ministry has definitely been enhanced in being able to have God's word hidden in my heart. So let me just start off as I've now pumped up this idea of scripture memory. Hopefully you're excited to hear more. Let me define it first. Of course, it kind of seems self-explanatory, right? Scripture memory is just committing portions of scripture to memory. Memorizing scripture is an excellent strategy for spiritual growth. It allows you to have the gospel truths ready at all times, whether your day brings you temptation, heartache, or a friend in need of encouragement. And I know for me, there have been sort of equal parts God using it in my own life as I've hidden his word in my heart. And, you know, that has really kind of shown itself in both times that, you know, I really did need a verse to sort of minister to myself and maybe remind myself of something. And to have had the scripture already memorized, God just says, remember this verse that I gave you some time ago and you memorized? Yeah, that's what this is for. Times just like this. You know, I've often told people also that one of the ways that God has used scripture memory in my life is I'm memorizing scripture, instead of just idle thoughts going through my mind as I'm in the line at the grocery store or even driving from one place to another, you know, I'm thinking about passages of scripture and doing kind of equal parts of, I wonder what that means, you know, trying to sort of discern. And then that leads to sort of somewhat of a prayer time, God, what is it that you want me to get out of this? And so that has been very, very helpful. But then also, as I mentioned, if you have someone that you're ministering to, friend in need of some kind, need of encouragement, have a friend that has heartache. You know, I know for me doing a lot of personal, you know, men's ministry, there have been a number of times where as I've been hearing someone, you know, share a story, share a struggle, have, you know, some story that's going on in their life, to be able to say, you know, Bill, that reminds me of da da da. And so it always kind of helps me bring things back to scripture, that the Bible is reliable, that it really is our source for life, for, you know, if we want to be giving people encouragement or counsel, boy, it is just so much better for it to be biblical counsel, right? So let me talk a little bit about, give you guys some sort of ideas of how to do it. So because I know for me, as I've spent time discipling other people, really the how do I get started is really the first struggle that people have and the first question that they have. And so there's several steps here. And actually step one has a step 1A and 1B. So 1A would simply be pick an area of gospel truth that you're motivated to understand more deeply, or biblical truth that you're motivated to understand more deeply. And so this would simply be, let's say you're really struggling with your thought life. Well, there are passages that you can memorize that would help you with that. Or let's say that you just recently had a relative pass away and you need to flood your mind with passages of encouragement. Find those passages and begin memorizing them. And rather than your thought life going to those negative places, now all of a sudden, you know, he's going to give you certain verses that speak into your heart and that you may want to memorize. And so that's one way to do that, is to just begin looking for verses that sort of meet the need of the moment, so to speak, that you have in your own life. I mentioned that this step one has step 1A and 1B. The 1B simply is the Navigators, a Christian parachurch organization that really emphasizes scripture memory in their ministry, has a process that they've organized, and it's called the Topical Memory System. And the topical memory system, the first pack of verses that you go through, I remember, are 60 verses. The 60 verses are divided into 5 verses each. And so it kind of goes through all the major, you know, topics, and it gives you 2 verses per topic and a very specific way that you would memorize those. And so the topical memory system is a really good sort of first step, because it teaches you not only the value of scripture memory generally, but then also they have a very specific process. So in summary, quickly, the process simply is they've given each of these verses a topic. So the topic then connects to the verses. And so you would essentially be going through the topic. You'd be memorizing the topic and then the verse. And then you say the reference. So if it's Colossians 2:20 or 1 Corinthians 5:17 or, you know, 1 Peter 5:7, I'm thinking off the top of my head of some of the topical memory system. And then you say the topic again. And if you memorize it in that way, I've always told people that, you know, memorizing the topic that goes with a verse, and even if you're picking your own verses, this is a good idea to do, you know, to be able to give each verse or passage that you're memorizing an actual topic. And I always call that kind of the topic is the handle that you use. And so when you're trying to remember one of the verses that I've just kind of rememorized or kind of refreshed my memory about is 1 Peter 3:15. And so 1 Peter 3:15 is a really good verse to memorize about the importance of each Christian having a testimony. So I might, you know, memorize the topic as it being, you know, one on having a testimony would be the topic. And then the verse is 1 Peter 3:15. And then I would say the verse itself, and then 1 Peter 3:15 again. And so then when I need to either have for myself or to be able to share with someone else a verse about having a testimony, I can go, oh, yeah, that's one of those is 1 Peter 3:15. And I can, as you would a handle on a suitcase or on a computer bag or a travel bag, you know, you pull up the handle and then you get the rest of it as you pull the handle. Right. So it's a really good system. So I would highly encourage you, if you're interested, the topical memory system is just available on Amazon. And so what you would do is, I think when you buy the whole pack of for the topical memory system, it comes with a short book that you can use that kind of teaches you again, you know, how to use it. They actually have printed off the cards themselves on little, they've got the verses on little cards, and then a card holder. And so now this is getting kind of old school. You know, there are now apps for our smartphones that can, you know, we can use for scripture memory, specifically for scripture memory. But, you know, when you're just starting off, having these cards might be nice, because as you're in line at the store, you're just going through your cards. And then they'll explain in the book, as you're memorizing verses, then I think they normally recommend that you kind of are working on 6 verses at a time. And then after you've been through it for 3 weeks, because you're doing 2 per week, then you should kind of know like the first 2 that you started with. And then they go into a separate part of the card holder that's for more sort of, you know, review. And so I would encourage you to look up the Navigator's topical memory system. So before we go to our break, let me talk about step 2. So you're picking the verses in step 1 that you want to go through. Step 2 is really then digging into the context. And I always recommend this, whether it's verses that you found yourself or ones that maybe someone else has given you, even in the topical memory system, right? Find that verse in your Bible and read the paragraph before it and after it. And that just kind of gets you familiar with what is the author of that book talking about, right? Use this context to gain a clear understanding of what the verse means. You may want to read the verse in other Bible translations or consult a commentary. Of course, this more gets into Bible study, but you know, knowing what the verse actually means that you're memorizing is, I would think, a generally good idea, right? And then you read the verse through several times thoughtfully, either aloud or in a whisper. This will help you grasp the verse as a whole. And each time you read it, say the topic, the reference, the verse, and the reference again that I mentioned. And then finally, discuss the verse with God in prayer and ask for his help memorizing scripture. So this would simply be, God, I think you've given me 2 Corinthians 5:17 to memorize, you know, and it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away and the new has come. And I just want you, Lord, to speak into my heart about that. What does it mean to be a new creation? I want to be that new creation. And as I memorize this passage, I want you, Lord, to be the one to give me that context and what you actually, the meaning that you actually have for me in my life. So you can see then you're doing not only scripture memory, but then you're getting into some, you know, Bible study as well. And then, of course, you're getting into some prayer over the verses, and you can see where it really begins to be a really good tool for spiritual growth. It really is a really good tool. So let's do this. I've got my friend Tom Muller that is going to say a few words. Let's take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the last 2 steps in scripture memory, kind of a how-to, memorize those verses in bite-sized pieces, and then the review piece, which is a really important part of scripture memory. And then when we come back, I'm going to talk about those other 2 and then maybe wrap it up with why exactly is this important as it relates to passages that we see in scripture. In other words, is this actually a scriptural process that we should go through? So let me take a quick break and we'll be right back.
At 1-8 Catalyst, we have a deep heart to create resources to help you find great commission fulfillment. Our latest book resource is titled, What You Do Shows Who You Are, a book on the 6 marks of a disciple of Jesus. We believe that this book is a great way for you to grow spiritually and then take that growth and share it with others. Intended to be a small group or Sunday school class study, we believe that spiritual growth happens best as you work through each of the six marks with a group of other believers. Be sure to get a copy for each of the folks in your small group today. Available on Amazon.com.
Well, friends, thank you so much for joining me for the 30th episode of the Catalytic Podcast. And today I am talking to you about one of my favorite spiritual disciplines, that being scripture memory. And we've already talked about the step one, A and B, right? Picking the verses, how to pick actually verses that you should be memorizing, and then digging into the context of those verses. So step three in scripture memory is what I call memorize in bite-sized pieces. And this is something that can trip people up pretty quickly as well, mainly because, you know, you hear about these people that are memorizing like these whole chapters and maybe even whole books. You hear about a friend that says, yeah, I just memorized all of the book of Philippians. Right? And you go, oh man, if that's what this is about, I might really be in trouble. So for the beginner, now you might get to that point at some point, but for the beginner, I really recommend that you just memorize a verse or two at a time, right? Memorize. So that's where like this topical memory system that I mentioned before the break is useful, because they're literally giving you one or two verses as a part of, you know, a particular topic. And so then as you're memorizing it, you know, and you're memorizing the topic and the reference first, you know, you just then begin memorizing that verse or two, reciting it to yourself. I know for me, I have to go even through. So if the verse, let's say, is 20 words long or 15 words long, I'm doing like the first five or six words and doing that over and over. And then it's like, okay, then I can get the next five or six and doing that over and over. And then the final bit, and then you go through it all again over and over. And this is where I mentioned before the break, in addition to the topical memory system and the little cards that you get when you buy that, there are some scripture memory apps, like dedicated scripture memory apps that you can get. And the one that I like in particular is just called Remember Me. So if you go to your app store and you find Remember Me, you can actually download that. And what it'll do, it's really cool. I would recommend, if you're interested, get it, put a couple of verses in there, and then just kind of goof around with it. So it'll either just give you the full verse as you're trying to remember it. Sometimes, like, you can actually set it where it'll give you like every third word or every fifth word. And then, you know, some people memorize better if they just have little clues as to these words. And so I would recommend, especially since most of us already have our smartphones with us at all times anyway. And so you might as well be using an app that you already have downloaded. And so the other thing on the flip side of that is writing out the verse at times can be helpful. This does deepen its impression on your mind. And so even if you're using a scripture memory app, it's not a bad idea to actually write it out. Or for those of you that are using and participating in the spiritual discipline of journaling, writing that down in your journal and then going back in your prayer time, and you know, that's also a good way to kind of burn that onto your brain, right? So the final step then in scripture memory is review. And I'm often talking about this with people because reviewing is really the way that eventually that verse is going to really be burned on your brain, where 5 years later from when you first began memorizing it, or 10 years later, or 20 years later, you know, you're actually going to still remember these verses. And so, and then I like to add an addendum to the review piece, which is don't just review it, but review it with friends. So if you have a friend that you're meeting with once a month or once a week, you know, ask that person, hey, I've been memorizing scripture? Would you help me review? A lot of times I've heard of stories about people that do that. And then it's like the friend's like, oh yeah, I'd like to start that too. And now that they have someone and so that they can do it with, you're helping your friends as well. So to review and to be reviewing with friends is a really good idea. So a couple quick tips: review the verse immediately after learning it, incorporate it in your prayers, and repeat it frequently over subsequent days with others. So I have my 19-year-old daughter living with us now, and she's kind of one of my scripture memory friends, right? My scripture memory accountability people. So I just, hey, Anna, can you quiz me on these? I've been memorizing it. And now she actually is asking me, okay, I know you were trying to review or XYZ verse, give it to me right now. So she's really good about that. So I think this step is crucial for fixing the verse firmly in your mind, you know, because we do tend to forget things that we've recently learned. And so then as you're memorizing these verses and you're inviting a friend to memorizing it with you, just setting a time each week to check in and review verses really in just 10 minutes, you can give each other enough accountability to grow by leaps and bounds in this scripture memory, which then helps you grow in leaps and bounds in your love with God, for God, and your knowledge of His Word. So again, I'm just going to highlight really, I mean, that you just cannot review these verses enough. And so one of the nice things, as an interesting side note, about the scripture memory app that I mentioned, they actually give you these categories that you can put verses. So you can have some that are in the new category. So these are verses that you're just learning. You have another one, it's just called review. And so you're going back and reviewing those ones. And then finally, I think the third category is called known. So if you've been reviewing a verse for 6 months, you can put it in known. And those are the ones where maybe once a year, you just go back and you review those just as a little touch up, just as a way to be able to, yeah, just to make sure that over the long haul, you know, that they're really burned in your brain. And so I may not even need to say this, but people often ask me in these episodes, Mike, why is this topic important? And of course, this topic, particularly today's topic, is important for several reasons. Of course, partially because we are talking about God's word here, right? And clearly, if you believe that the Bible is authoritative, and it's authoritative because God has all authority and this is God's word, being able to know it, this is just another tool really to know God's word, you know, even better. And so it's important, of course, for that reason. But then it's also important because the Bible itself talks about scripture memory, right? I mean, many of you know these passages. I think about, you know, Joshua 1:8, where you know, Joshua says, you know, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Or, you know, the all-time best, in my mind, scripture memory verse, 2 Timothy 3:16, that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, correcting, training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. And so, you know, if we want to be fully equipped for every good work, the Bible even says about itself, yeah, you want to focus on this. And so I hope, dear Christian, that this episode is helpful. You can see I have a particular passion for scripture memory. And so I would love to help you with that. If there's any part of this, really any of the spiritual disciplines, but this one in particular, if you have any questions, you need any help, I would love to do it. You know, for the podcast, we do have a suggestion line, which really then just turns into a voicemail line that you can just communicate with me about anything. And so if you have questions, comments, you'd like to hear, you know, something in an episode, I'd love to hear from you. So just reach out. I'm at 303-335-9658. That's our suggestion line. and that'll just take you to a voicemail. I check that regularly. And then you, who knows? If you've got a suggestion for an episode, you may actually hear us talk about that episode on the Catalytic Podcast. And obviously, if you've reached out to me because you need help, or you have a concern, or you want to go, Mike, I understand about scripture memory, but man, I'm still clueless about the first steps. Of course, being a ministry that is creating resources and delivering training, there are some additional resources that I can send you. So if you leave your contact information, I would love to do that there. So thank you so much. I hope this is helpful. You can tell I've got a passion for it. I hope that many of you, if you don't already have a passion for scripture memory, that you will have it after this episode. So thank you so much for joining me, and I'll look forward to having you with me on the next episode of the Catalytic Podcast. Thank you for joining me for the latest episode of the Catalytic Podcast. For more information, be sure to visit our website at 18catalyst.org. And never forget, the Great Commission is a command that Jesus gave you as a Christian to obey. I'll be praying for you that you find your part in it. See you next time.